Good morning. I'd like to congratulate BYU for this wonderful event, for the honorable invitation that I have received by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Brazil. And in this, for them, for their understanding of being a part of this great work. The intention that we have to be here is in the discussion of how far should the state intervene. I think I've deleted something here. Okay, here we go. Because I've had the support from the university, I'll have received this material in English. So I'm going to make a brief summary of everything that I would be talking about. In the Brazilian context, the historical, the social, and the legal practical. Historically, we have the old question of that state and religion was very mixed together. The state was one and the church was one. We still have the Vatican State as a unique single individual and represents the church and the state. And the Islamic states work in the same sense. We also have in Brazil, when Portugal was a colony, up till the in the 1890s, and England, for example, it's the queen that still indicates and the kings. We have the laic state, where there's no official religion, not like in Brazil. But there we also have the contribution. There's a participation from the state and the church in Brazil, like you see it in the United States. It's important to remember there was an intervention in the colony, the colonial times. There was a big intervention from the church. And we got to the state of independence. And how, with the question was, how to organize, how is the church going to work as a corporation, as a, not an individual, but as a cooperative entity? And you have this material with you. And I insist on the perception that I'm still having problems here. Please help me out, especially the interpreters. They're just on hold for me here. I'll have to ask for help from the technical support. It's coming back. Why is it coming back on me? Okay, here we go again. Here, Brazil today is a country that has sent out missionaries to the whole world. It is a nation considered that receives missionaries and sends out missionaries. In the past, we only imported, now we export. And I would like to talk about this point, the one separation between church and state and a perception. Oh, how cool. It's going back and forth on its own. How far we as a society want the separation between state and church. And this is a discussion, that's the discussion that brought us here. We would like someone in name of a religion be able to kill children? Do we want a certain group in the name of a religion ideal want to have practices that hurt the dignity of the human person? In Brazil, there was a big evangelical movement. Before, it was the Catholic Church. And after a certain period, it put us with thousands and thousands of evangelicals and officials in the government that have changed those laws and that in our constitution today is the more perennial, the more permanent of our history, shows clearly that the it's inviolable conscious that the cult must be free and the exercise of the practices must be worked, must be under the law. And the public order by which the Brazilians must live. When we talk about separation of state and church, we cannot fund any of these religious movements. The Supreme Court in Brazil is now judging a case if the public schools should or not have religious teachings. Should we as citizens pay with our tax money someone to teach their own religion, or that should belong in the family or at home or at a church? Should I give my tax dollars to teach these children religions in a public school? Oh, that's up to the parents to put them in religious schools and establishments to take care of that, and the family teach them according to their conscience. Same thing as the religious weddings. The churches can perform weddings at their establishments, and then the state will recognize those rights. And also, in conclusion, we are having very specific laws. Some groups are trying to work the idea that religion is like a race, and they are taking advantage of certain religious trends to protect their race. They're only expressing their opinion or their freedom of expression. But it could also be slightly going to becoming a crime if we have the liberty of hate speech, of express my opinion. For example, I cheer for a certain team in Brazil calling Botafogo and the others. If I can give, if I say a hate speech about him from the other team, it's not a crime. We should respect each other, although we belong to different teams, soccer teams. I should not offend him. We should just disagree. In Brazil today, we have churches that have an enormous
noise,
make a lot of noise, and the neighborhood cannot fall asleep because of that. So Professor Soriano that sits next to me, if I say that certain bells in your church rings too loud and the neighbors cannot sleep, they want the bells to stop because there's a federal law that protects my rest and my rights. So do we want this or not in Brazil? Yes, we do. And we want all the public to respect public safety and order. And in conclusion, recently, certain municipalities that have just been elected in our country, we want them in their municipalities to do their own studies on the impact on neighborhood. For example, if they are about to start a certain construction, they have to consult the community, the people. If you are going to build a stadium or a large temple or a show house, and Brazil understood that the community has its right to manifest themselves if they want it or not. In Brazil, that's our understanding now, and we are working on a municipality level where it's sometimes forbidden to build religious temples because that's how the community voted. As an issue of public order, and we have worked a lot in this direction in Brazil. Matters, for example, that go through France, we are aware that in France, it was brought up the idea to differentiate what is a religion and what is a sect, for example. And they have difficulties in establishing those concepts. The Portuguese law from 63 understands that a religion, is it a religion because it has 500 years, or because it has great financial power, because it has a lot of followers, or is it a religion because somebody understood that it is their faith, regardless if it's in a animal, in the sun, or whatever. I want to conclude with this concept, with this idea that the separation between church and state, that should take us clearly to an idea that the freedom of belief is one thing, and the practicing of that belief is something else. I can believe in whatever I want to, but the way to practice this belief must be under the law, must be a matter of public order. And then in Brazil, Dr. Leah, we don't have the possibility of a church practicing its exercise without being registered. And we rejoice in that, so that that church may exercise its practice. It must be under the law, under the regulations. There was a case, a priestess, a woman, in the state of Pernambuco in Brazil. She used the practice of
neuter
children. And the juridical determination, she said, well, that's the way of practicing my faith. And thanks to God and the Brazilian law, she was condemned. She was judged and found guilty, because that's how we want it to be in Brazil. Everybody to practice their law, their religion, their belief. But the exercise of this belief must be subjugated to the practice of the public order and the laws that rule the country. Congratulations for this event. It's an honor for me to participate, coming from the state of Rio de Janeiro. Thank you very much.